2009 Viking season was one for the record books. 12 wins and being on the doorstep of a trip to the Super Bowl. A season where Vikings fans came out in record numbers to support their favorite football team. But that memorable year also saw the beginning of another big success. And it happens 2 days before any games.
Hey, Buffalo Wild Wings Champlin, welcome to the feast, ladies and gentlemen. Let's win for Zim. Win for Zim. Win for Zim. Win for Zim. Let's go. Let's begin the feast right now. Let's go over here. Come on now. Let's have a funky good time into the 2016. What up?
Back in 2009, the flagship station of the Vikings, KFAN, launched the Friday Football Feast. Each Friday, Paul Allen would host his weekly radio show from a Twin Cities Buffalo Wild Wings. And the idea took off from there.
We started the Friday Football Feast with the Vikings and Buffalo Wild Wings and Miller Beer and the flagship, the Fan, in 2009. And we could tell in 2009, as the season went on and the team was 6-0, the crowds began to build. And 2009 was such a magical season for the football team. All parties involved could not have decided to start a pep rally type radio show like this at a better time. I mean, it was fantastic.
Now, 6 years later, Allen is joined each Friday during the football season with co-host Paul Charchian and weekly guest from the Vikings. The Buffalo Wild Wings are always standing room only by fans getting ready for a weekend of football.
It's standing room only, but it's this way every single week. The people that are sitting up front right here got here at 6:30 for a 9 o'clock show. And, you know, they wait in line in the freezing cold because they want to be a part of this. It's become a galvanizing place for Viking fans to come, meet other fans, bring their friends and family and kids together, and just bask in the purple.
In the NFL, you don't really think about pep rallies like you have in high school or college. It's just a different beast in the NFL, but this is kind of like that. And it's a really good primer for the game. It gives you a good gauge on where the fan base is before a game. It's always packed here, and it's always exciting here. It really becomes a cool event with a ton of people. The energy is awesome, and it carries you into Sunday.
The Friday Football Feast gives football fans a chance to come together for 3 hours on Friday and preview the Vikings' upcoming matchup and the rest of the action in the NFL. The support and interest for the Friday Football Feast before each game only seems to be growing. What started as an idea in 2009 is now 116 shows and counting.
The Friday Football Feast is a highlight for my week and my year. I mean, where else do you go where you get to be in front of hundreds of people that have all got this thing in common, that they love the Vikings, they want to see this team succeed and win, and even better in a year like this where the team is winning, but even when the team's not winning, they still come out and support the team, but it's deeply gratifying. You shake hands, you meet everybody. It's hugs with people you don't know. It's pictures, it's autographs. It's deeply gratifying to be a part of.
None of this surprises me because every Friday show we do at a Buffalo Wild Wings is jam-packed. Vikings fans are the greatest fans that I've ever seen in any sport, anywhere I've lived. And I've been all over the country. I mean, they support and love their team in a way that I've never seen in my life. And it's an absolute pleasure and treat for me to call the games and do this radio show for them.
Welcome to the Friday Football